93.3 WMMR, the home of rock and roll. And dire straits for that. But what you miss from the other end of the radio, you missed Commander Ted's huffin' and puffin' impression of Mr. Springsteen. It was a rare audible sound. But let's check in and see what mischief they're up to now in the truck.
Well, we're just about ready to go live here at the Empire Rock Club in Northeast Philadelphia. Baru Review on the stage here at the Empire Rock Club. Joe Bonadonna with Ted Utz here.
We're at a disadvantage because we haven't had 14 cups of coffee as Bob Baru did before he walked into the truck. And Michael, I certainly hope you weren't rolling tape on my little soliloquy there.
I'll never tell. I mean, blackmail material that good is too good to waste. Let me do a quick legal at 93.3 WMMR, Philadelphia's original rock and roll radio station.
Say what? Oh,
you know,
sorry.
Tonight would be a night to be somewhat sentimental. This is the last Friday night, although we're having too good a time, so the hell would be sentimental.
But sounds like more sentimental.
Between Christmas and New Year's, and this is party week. This is not a time for being...
But we had a little taste of what Baru Review sounds like tonight. On the way in, I heard Michael, let's check in to see what's happening at the Empire, right? And what was going on at that point, Michael? I think...
We caught the half a song or so, and then he launches into his
Snyder
D. Snyder rap, and I caught a little bit, and I said, well, if he's going to talk like that, we'll rejoin him at midnight.
And this is also an interesting concert for Baru Review, too, because they have just recently gone through a personnel change. One of the members of the band, Buzz Barkley, has left the group temporarily, or as he puts it, he's on a sabbatical. And so this is a more guitar-sounding Baru Review than we've seen in the past.
As he was the keyboard player.
As he was the keyboard player.
As he was.
He still is.
As he was, and he is. But the bulk of the material now is being taken up by the two guitar players, Jerry Healy and Greg Davis.
Well, they've decided not to replace the keyboard position.
That's right. So leaning more on the guitar is more powerful rock and roll coming out of Baru Review.
I would guess a harder edge, so to speak.
Well, that's another way of saying the same thing now, isn't it, I guess?
Hey, it's like sports talk, you know? It's like we're doing color casting of a game here, you know?
Yeah, so down on the 40-yard line right now.
Oh, it's first down and a whole concert to go.
5 yards for being obnoxious, Michael.
So wait, now we have to lead up to making sure everyone knows we have the Grateful Dead here on New Year's morning. Actually, we've been saying New Year's Eve all along, but New Year's morning between 1 and 5, and also our last of the Empire Rock Club series concerts will be on New Year's Eve. At around 11:30, we'll have Robert Hazard.
Robert Hazard, and then right after Robert Hazard, live from the Empire, we bounce by way of satellite to San Francisco, California for the Grateful Dead.
See, what you don't understand, Ted, is in Philadelphia, New Year's Eve means while it's still dark out. Because as soon as it's light out, the mummers start going up Broad Street and the party doesn't stop. I mean, this is an amazing city for that to happen. Imagine an eastern city with bitter cold temperatures every year and the biggest public parade we have. You got to check this out.
No, well, it's either that or the April Fool's Parade.
No, it's the Mummers Parade. It has always been quite a tradition here in Philadelphia. It is a spectacle to see. It's unbelievable. And I understand that a lot of the steps that Baru Review has learned was from Mummers, watching the Mummers strut up and down Broad Street.
So. I would believe that myself.
Yes. You wanted to be a mummer at one time, didn't you, Michael?
No, I grew up in another city. I wanted to be a wide receiver for the Baltimore Colts, but I didn't grow up. Big enough.
I think you could be in Indianapolis right now.
India nowhere. Now, let's get on with this before I get in big trouble.
Yeah, we've got a show coming up here in just a couple of minutes, and we ought to get things underway. Joe's going to run up on stage, and we'll see you with Baru Review in about 2 minutes.